paradise and put up a fucking lie. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. You be a paradise and put up a fucking lie.
Well, folks, welcome once again to the Jay Garvin Show. We officially are halfway through August, and after I give this show, folks, I am going to be planes, trains, and automobiles as I travel around the country to take my son back to St. Louis. And then for the first time in my married life, as for my wife as well, you can send me condolence notices. We are officially going to be empty nesters as of next week when my daughter goes to CSU. I'm officially a CSU Ram fan. I thought for sure she was going to go to UT Knoxville, the Volunteers, the Tennessee Vols, but she chose the great state of Colorado and the CSU Rams. So, if you're hearing my voice for the very first time, I'm your friend. And you can call me Jay. I want to get to know you. You could call me directly at 719-330-1457. I can't believe the positive feedback we had from last week's show. Purchase now in 2025, referring to real estate and homes. I come to the microphone as a licensed loan originator and a real estate investor, also a property manager, a maintenance man, a father, a husband, but I have good investment prowess with real estate, and it is the first time that I am purchasing a house in the Pikes Peak region or El Paso County since November of 2017, when I bought the home we have in the Broadmoor, Ivy Wild area, 8 blocks from the Broadmoor. I can help you make good, solid decisions as well. Purchasing in Colorado Springs isn't enough. You need to know what neighborhood, zip codes, school districts, and areas you need to purchase in. Huge difference. Some houses are as much as $400 a square foot to $450 a square foot in this city, or as low as $150 a square foot. So you need to know where you're going and why you're going there. So this is going to be a very challenging topic to unpack, but I want to do it for you as a real estate investor and a proud resident. I am a Colorado native by marriage, I tell people, because my wife was born and raised here in Colorado. My son was, my daughter was. I was raised in Wisconsin, but I've been transplanted and now transformed since 1996. I cannot believe it's over 30 years now, this coming April 2026, that I have been here. But today's radio show title is Colorado Jeans. My friend, why is Denver trying to destroy our Colorado genes? G-E-N-E-S, folks. We're talking about the incredible conversation that's been going on in the news cycle, in the social media cycle, which I'm not on, and cross tables and parties and conversations. I pride myself here at the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, and we're going to talk about the Colorado genes, the very fiber of our existence in Colorado, and what the rest of the world sees us as, and what we identify as, and who we identify with, and who we want to be. Colorado has taken a very hard left turn in the last 10 years, folks. And I'm not talking about attitudes. I'm not talking about politics. I'm not talking about woke versus conservative. I am talking economies. I am talking the value of homes. I'm talking about the quality of life. These are hard conversations that I'm willing to have. I'm not going to be right all the time. I'm only going to give you my perspective. And I invest a lot of money and a lot of time every week and every month and every year to give this to you. I was just talking to Joanne Rowley, the head of radio here. It's been since 2012, so 13 years we've been on the air. Folks, I've spent over $500,000 to keep this radio show on the air, and I don't do it for my health. Trust me, there literally are days, weeks, repeatedly that I say, this is going to be my last show. This is going to be my last year. The Lord has blessed me with people like you, Sheldon, like you, Pat, like you, Brenda, like you, Jane and Bill, people that call and tell me that what I'm doing is important. And I'm not doing it for my health, even though my mom once told me years ago that, Jay, I can't believe you figured out a way to make money running your mouth off. I mean, that's my classic German mom. I do love what I do. I would do it for free. I'm careful not to do it too much because then it could get boring and wasteful. But the bottom line is that with this recent commercial with American Eagle and Sydney Sweeney about I'm Sydney Sweeney and my jeans are blue. Bada bada boom. Thank you, Matt, for that. Like your blue jeans compared to your jeans. I mean, what have we come to in the world when it's attacked when a young, fit, attractive, fair-skinned, blonde, blue-eyed female gets chastised? And it's so funny to me because from a business sense, not a cultural sense, the only people that don't know that woke and DEI, all of the diversity and equity and inclusion is dead, are the DEI woke progressives that are promoting it. Everybody else knows it's dead. I can't believe, I'm just going to spurt business here now. I can't believe I fell over in my chair when Cook, the CEO of Apple, I mean, they were like the rainbow leaders of woke, got into the White House this last week and said, President Trump, thank you so much for making our industry and our innovation and our factories and our team members great again. We want to go with another $100 billion where Apple is going to be built from the microchip all the way to the glass in United States. And now that's in vogue to say that. Folks, I just bought more Apple. Thank you for the cheers there, Matt. I just bought more Apple stock. I'm buying new stock all of the time, folks, and I'm not going to coach you because I'm not a financial planner, but Warren Buffett makes it easy. I'm like a squirrel in a dog park. All you have to do is buy low and sell high. I mean, you can't, I'm all over the map, but this Colorado jeans. Why is Denver destroying our jeans? Here's an example that economically woke is dead. You'll have no idea at all. I have a whole list of just really crappy legislation that Denver just went into effect that they did in the legislative body. But I'll tell you one of the things that they just did do. You know, our progressive woke Denver legislative just acknowledged nuclear as an official green energy. You know why? Because solar and wind doesn't work, you idiots. And it makes our planes look terrible. That's part of the genes I'm talking about, and they're turning. So don't go anywhere. I'm so excited. No guests today. I'm going to run through this. I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. Help me help you decide how we can make Pikes Peak region better and to make Colorado great again. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Bet you don't know what you got till it's gone. To be paradise, put up a fucking line. And now they pay paradise to put up a fucking lie.
Jay Garvin's Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beat?
Okay, folks, thanks for sticking with me. This is a very interesting, intense, hard-to-organize conversation. And the conversation today is Colorado jeans. Not the ones I'm wearing on my butt end, but the G-E-N-E-S. You know this whole ploy off American Eagle and Sydney Sweeney commercial. If you haven't seen it, you know, you can Google it, pull your head out of the sand, get with the times. I'm not on social media, but I know the news network, and it basically is, you know, this Sydney Sweeney says, you know, genes are passed down from generation to generation. It's a great pun. I'd love to meet the person that made this commercial for this beautiful young American to to me, it doesn't matter the color. It doesn't matter the age, although younger people are much more beautiful than older people. Let's just be honest. I looked better at 25 than I do at 55. That's just a fact. I don't even want to take pictures with my family anymore because I'm the fat old gray guy off to the side, and my son is skinnier, my daughter is more athletic, my wife looks like my daughter, so I'm just telling you the truth. And I'm Hispanic by marriage, so my wife is gorgeous. Olive skin and beautiful, dark, deep brown eyes. And beautiful, beautiful jet black Hispanic hair. You could have a naked blonde girl traipse in front of me and I wouldn't even notice her. I don't know why. That's the way God made me. But that's not the point. My point is, it's an ingenious commercial. Just like Budweiser's commercial that damn near ruined the country was idiotic. It wasn't too long ago that American Eagle was doing these DEI diversity ads with plus size people. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but it's just bad for business, period. You know, I'm old. I don't want to see a bunch of old flabby people around me. I want to be reminded of my youth. And that's how business and commerce works. It doesn't make you good or bad. That's just a fact. I mean, American Eagle stock has skyrocketed since this commercial. It's just good economics. Look at Jaguar CEO just quit. Was forced out because he made the most ludicrous progressive DEI campaign on their next car series, and the stockholders basically threw him out. And you may not know, I'm going off script here, of course, but do you even know how diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, came about, folks? It was forced by states like Colorado, California, New York, Chicago. You have these huge pension funds. This is reality. Go and look it up. And they went to companies like BlackRock and JP Morgan and all of these huge international companies, the behemoths, too big to fail. You know, all of these, the Lehman Brothers type, bada bada boom, because they failed, and said, hey, we've got billions of dollars of retirement funds in the state of California, or in the city of New York,
New
municipal,
York City,
or in the state of Illinois, and the list goes on and on and on, Michigan, all of that, and said, we're going to move our investment portfolio elsewhere, Mr. BlackRock, unless you create a committee and start to enforce companies to have solid integration of diversity, equity, and inclusion principles over the next time frame. And here's the reality, folks. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is the exact opposite of a competitive playing field. I mean, in America, we're the best melting pot in the world, but we need to take our best scientists, whether they're converted Nazis or not, whether they are Chinese, Asian, Indian, Native American, Indian, black, white, yellow, purple, it doesn't matter. The best. That's what I loved about the military that I was in. And when they started to put in diversity, equity, and inclusion in the military, they could no longer get anybody to sign up. And guess what? It affects the preparedness of our military. It affects the competitiveness of your team. It affects the intellect of your university. It affects the entire ingenuity of a country. Hey folks, here's a reality. I'm a pilot. It affects the safety of your aircraft and your air control tower. I'm a helicopter pilot. That female pilot that was in that helicopter was a DEI hire. Do it. And shame on that warrant officer and the other crew member for not tightening her up and telling her, damn it, ma'am, because she was a first lieutenant, and I was a first lieutenant in the exact same aircraft. And I thank God my warrant officers had the balls to say, hey, sir, you're not as good of a pilot as us. We fly all the time. You fly sometime. Check and change your altitude. If they would have said that to her and the culture would have been different, maybe, thank God for their parents, they would be alive today and all the people on the aircraft would have been alive. There's consequences to the decisions we make, folks. The efficiency of your organization, the profitability of your company depends on putting your best person, male or female, forward. I used to tell my pilots this all the time. Don't come down on the women that are pilots here. Susie Danielson is one of the best pilots and you're ostracizing her. I don't care if you're male or female. They have better discernment. But when you take someone that is not talented in the aircraft and promote them because you want a certain gender, race, age, or color, then you're negatively affecting that entire organization. Air traffic control. There's not more accidents than there was a year ago, it seems like, because they're covering it. But go back and look at President Obama and all of the forced hires that they put in there for people that were not trained properly to guide aircraft. And now we have aircraft running into each other and falling out of the sky. You know, it's been at United States Supreme Court that they said that you have to accept all individuals into universities by their ability and not their color and race. And oh, by the way, folks, that was an Asian family that did a lawsuit against black families because they have affirmative action placement for black minorities, but they were discriminating not against whites in this case, but an Asian family that says, why don't we get disproportionately more positions? And my point is that how does this all affect the makeup and the genes, G-E-N-E, of Colorado, is this. Number one, let's start with a marijuana deal in Hickenlooper. Hickenlooper didn't want to vote for that. This has nothing to do with DEI. This has to do with left-wing organizations that made Colorado, by a ballot initiative, the first marijuana state. And Colorado had spent over 100 years being known as the sportsman, shooting elk, hunting antelope, and skiing state. It took 1 year when that damn thing passed back in whatever it was, the mid-2013 or 15. Less than a month after it passed, we go down to Mexico in Cabo San Lucas and people come up to us and look, oh, you're from Colorado on your passport. That's the pot-smoking state, man. And I'm like, really? We're no longer the sportsman state? You know, now, you know, Denver wants to get rid of our guns too, you know. They don't even think of us as a skiing state anymore. I'm just saying that's a bad decision for Colorado, and it's coming out of Denver. This whole Family Care Act, I want to care for people, but we're in a competitive nation of other states. Yeah, as a dad, I'd love to have maternity time off. But also, I'm going to have as many jobs and work as hard as I can to provide for my family. As we get softer, then America gets weaker. Colorado gets weaker. Colorado Springs gets weaker. The neighborhood and the Garvin family gets weaker. Why don't we focus on legislating and getting families out of debt rather than getting them more vacation time? Why do both husband and wife have to work now? And it's not a gender thing. I have good friends of mine where the wife is an OBGYN or a radiologist, and you have a partial stay-at-home dad that focuses and leads the charge with their beautiful girls or boys or whatever. Why don't we focus on how to get and create the culture of getting Americans to live debt-free as opposed to be totally riddled with debt so both people have to work so the Affordable Care Act has to come into Colorado? And the point is that Colorado Springs is a very red raft in a blue ocean. And I'm very, very excited to be part of it. But the reality here, folks, is this. If you look at the result of a lot of these woke decisions that have been made, here's a reality. Did you read in the newspaper that the Denver legislative body just officially recognized nuclear as a clean energy? Go figure. Why do you think they did that, folks? You know why? Because alternative energy of solar and wind might make you feel all warm and fuzzy in time inside, but it's a stupid waste of money. Like less than like 2% of all the energy provided comes from electric and solar. Literally, nuclear is a clean energy. Natural gas is a clean energy. Hydro is a clean energy. But that's right, the left won't let you put another dam and monetize a lake or a reservoir because you kill the peeble mouse or the little fish. Now, I love fish. I'm not a tree hugger, but I'm absolutely a tree lover. But Colorado is building the largest reservoir body of water in the country right now. And Denver Airport is now commissioned to study, get this folks, to enhance the clean energy of the Denver International Airport with nothing other than because there are nuclear reactors out there, folks, that are about the size of a Walmart marketplace, maybe a little bit bigger than like a Walgreens, and they can power like our power would be taken care of for like 40 years. No windmills, no coal from North Dakota, just two nuclear power plants changing. And this administration is changing things. Universities are changing things to where the genes G-E-N-E-S, feed the different laws that are going into effect. That's what triggered me, no pun intended, to do this radio show. But don't go anywhere. After the break, you're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and call me, please, at 719-330-1457. You've got a debt consolidation loan to do. Call me at 719-330-1457. If you're ready in the next 12 months to purchase a house, the next 24 months, let's do it during the break. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Housekeeping?
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am intensely immersed in this conversation today. Colorado jeans, not the ones I'm wearing, buddy, but the G-E-N-E-S, the DNA within you. Why is Denver seemingly trying to destroy our Colorado jeans? And here's the reality. In Denver, these are the most important laws that literally are going into, well, they went into effect 10 days ago, literally on the 6th of August, Wednesday the 6th of August. Hands-free driving. A new law prohibits drivers from using electronic devices. That is really great. Tell me why, then, the same legislative body in Denver recently signed a law that allows motorcycles, when you're at a stop sign, to whiz through traffic. What's the advantage of that? Who gets anywhere there faster? Nope, I'm sorry, that's defense attorneys. The trial attorneys, because if you open up a door, then they can sue you. So I'm just confused as to why you're not allowed to drive with an electronic device, which I agree with, but now they're Denver is letting motorcycles whiz through traffic at 30 miles an hour, or whatever speed they want to go. Number two, I love the firearm dealer requirements. Thank you, Colorado, because these dealers are just going to go right out of the state, go over to Nebraska. Oh, it's against the law to bring a gun in. Sure, catch me at the state line there, Smokey. You know, it's just stupid. Oh, I'm sorry, I got it for my brother. It's legal. I do it within my family. Ba-da-ba-boom. Firearm dealers must obtain a state permit to possess and sell firearms, and now this is on top of the additional tax, making it more expensive and less desirable. I don't care if you want to use a gun or not. Colorado is a sportsman and a gun state, and I told you, it's just one more thing this progressive Denver legislature is coming after. Concealed carry permit. I got an idea. Let's make it much more expensive to do a concealed handgun permit process. Now, instead of having it for the price of maybe, whatever it is, $50 every 5 years in El Paso County, now you have to make and take classes. I've had a concealed carry for years. Guess what, folks? I'm not going to renew it. Come get my gun. It's just crazy. 719-330-1457. If you're, you know, a DEI cop, call me. Take my guns. I told my wife, when mine expires in 2029, I'm just going to do it in Tennessee. Just more revenue lost off of stupid, woke laws that have crazy, dysfunctional genes in their head. G-E-N-E-S. I'm talking economics, not politics here, buddy. The deep fake political ads, they made a law on that. I'm not even going to go there. Misbranding of the cultivated meats. Yeah, we need to regulate more, that's for sure. Congratulations, ranchers. Now you got more cost and work. Notable laws. There's just so many. I love this. Colorado, I told you this earlier. Notable laws. Nuclear energy is officially recognized as clean energy in Colorado. We're officially going to certify that toilets flush. Okay, let's make it a proclamation. Toilets officially flush. What you idiots, nuclear has been clean since the day. Like, we have two major accidents in the history of the world, one at Three Mile Island, one that was horrific at Chernobyl. But we're not in the 50s. They're seatbelts now. Mom isn't smoking a cigarette in the airplane, folks. You know what I mean? We progressed a little bit. But for them to make a proclamation, I mean, can you imagine all the woke progressives voting on that one up there? I would have loved to have been a fly on that wall. Voter protections, this is funny. Not like getting illegal off the rolls. You know, now there are some protections, like including access for those in jail to voting. So now they're making criminals, you know, anything. We got a great Secretary of State. What I'm telling you, folks, is regardless of whether they think this is good or not, economically, these are the facts and the results. In and around Boulder and Denver, population is going down. Boulder, Denver is no longer the top hot spot of the country the way it was in 2010 and 2018. The colors are being shown now. Folks, property values in Denver are coming down, and we don't want this disease to creep into our county. We don't want it to come through the gap. And for somehow, I don't have answers. I'm just having a transparent conversation if you have ideas, because I'm a very conservative individual economically, fiscally, socially, and I think we have a real problem in this state with both parties. I'm a registered Republican, and I don't like the state party right now. I'm not saying that I have answers. I'm not saying that I've helped him anyway. I'm just saying a reality. I've been so busy parenting. I've got two kids in college. I need to have seven jobs and, you know, sell plasma just to pay the bills like you. But the biggest part of changing something that needs to be fixed is recognizing that you have a challenge or a problem. And the bottom line is this. Colorado Springs is doing well. I did a show on that last week. Our properties are at an all-time high. Our popularity as a city is at an all-time high. Even though it's crazy driving around all the cones, finally they went from fixing curbs to actually replacing asphalt, for so the infrastructure of our city is getting much better. Our highway system is in so much better shape than most of the highway systems if you go back to Wisconsin and the east, you know, like New York and St. Louis and all of that. They're falling apart, and they're huge tax issues. But the reality is that it's creeping in. I mean, if you don't know, Colorado Springs, the city, mayor, I'm talking to you, has like an $11 million deficit. That's a big deal. Denver? Denver has like a $50 million deficit as a city. That's what happens when you give free debit prepaid cards to illegals. Denver, this now scares the hell out of me, has a $600 million deficit. And Paulus is like, we need to put the committee together as soon as possible. Well, stop making new laws and regulations and driving business and tax revenue out of the state, Mr. Governor. Well, trickle-down economics doesn't work. Watch, it's going to work very well in this country. I just pray to God it works in Colorado. I mean, guess what? Apple, Cook, their CEO, just announced another $100 billion, up to $600 billion invested in United States manufacturing the iPhone for beginning to end. Guess how many of those dollars is in Colorado? Boom, zero. Corning Glass Company in Kentucky is making the glass. Ohio is providing the gold and some of the components of it. Where's Colorado? How come all these new facilities are in Arizona and South Carolina and North Carolina and in Alabama? Now in Pennsylvania, Colorado has no excuse. I mean, Governor Paulus, please give me a call. 719-330-1457. If you're listening right now, I want to know the cutting edge, manufacturing, mining, anything that's coming into this state. I pray to God the mining is. They're just about to open like the first lithium mine in the United States in like decades in Wyoming. And what did they do? Did they increase all the regulations and make it more expensive? No. It took like decades to get the one in California, the other lithium mine. In Wyoming, they did it in less than a year. I'm excited for Colorado, but I'm worried as well. So if you have ideas, and if you know innovation that's coming to this state, you call me at 719-330-1457, and I am going to wrap it up when we come back and talk to you about how you can make the red raft of Colorado Springs larger and expanding in this very blue state. We need to take back our state, take back our schools and country. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Tuning in this whole hour, tough conversation, fluid conversation. Invite you to give feedback at 719-330-1457. I, Jay Garvin's the host, would love to help you with your next mortgage, purchase, or refinance transaction. That's how I pay the bills and keep my kids in college and not have, you know, credit card and student loan debt, but pay for things for cash. But I pray to God I'm adding to my legacy and not distracting and detracting from it today, folks. I'm talking to you personally about Colorado jeans. Why Denver is so desperately trying to destroy our Colorado jeans. Just some facts, folks. This is, I'm talking business, okay? And if you can add an amen or you want to dispute this, please call me and show me the article or the reference that I'm wrong. Because I would love to be wrong on this. I really would. 719-330-1457. But I am going to put a cute little bow on this as to how we can expand patriotism and actual merit-based placement and so forth, and competitiveness and ingenuity within your family, within our city, within our state and our country. But when it comes to progressive and woke policy, it is always 100% bad for business. I don't care whether you're Democrat or Republican. And if the amazing Kamala Harris, because she is an American success story, came in here to my studio, I would ask her, what is the one unique thing that you've contributed to United States or California? Oh, I was the district attorney of the state. Well, do your math, ma'am. I thought you dated the mayor who was married and had an affair with you to get you into that position. Is that a lie or is that true? Didn't you prosecute more people and take the druggies off the streets, but then you turned around? I mean, what did you do for San Francisco that was so great? What did you do? It's a reality that she was placed there because of her color. That's just a fact. She's proud of it. In fact, she in one election pretended to be Asian, which she is, but then the next she brushed that aside and then she wanted to be black or African American. I mean, that hurts everybody, especially the people she's trying to uplift. But for business, I mean, in this kind of progressive movement, the woke policy, I include this artificial push for green energy. I love electric cars. My brother has one. I'm not going to do them because I can't go from Colorado to St. Louis in 8 hours with only stopping one time in my truck. Not 8 hours, 10.5 hours. I don't want to stop four times to charge for a half an hour. Other people can. God bless America. But don't make me get an electric vehicle. Don't pretend that solar and wind power is efficient and effective and can power the world. You're not going to have a battery-operated tank. I'm sorry, I'm here to tell you. Maybe they'll do, you know, something with hydrogen later, but petroleum is where it is. That's why I'm so encouraged that nuclear is now being recognized as a clean power. It's why I want natural gas, because Colorado is one of the top four most oil and natural gas producing states in the country. I want us to embrace this rather than ostracizing it. And you look at, show me any policy of how spending all that money on what was called the Green New Deal, all of that was billions of dollars of money wasted, caused inflation, and now we're trying to recover from it as United States has decided we do want to be competitive with the next revolution, folks, and that is the artificial machine learning revolution. We've had the industrial revolution. We've had the electric revolution. We've had the agricultural revolution. We have to be ready for the next one. And how you can make a difference, folks, is making Colorado Springs great again and continuing to do so. I mean, you need to call the mayor and call city council and say, hey, balance the budget. Don't raise taxes. Stop your spending. Churchill Mortgage, the company I work at, we went from 1,000 members down to 400 members. People, nobody was crying for us. We had to let people go. People left. We got smaller. We sucked in our budget. It's exactly what my wife and I did. And we can plan in advance as a family. You can go home and I want you can make this successful is buy the Dave Ramsey kit of financial freedom and do the 7 baby steps to get $1,000 in emergency reserve, to eliminate and debt snowball all of your debt gone, to create a 6-month reserve of your required monthly expenses, to pay for your college, your kids' college, for cash, and don't borrow money to do it. Make sure that you're putting 10 to 20% aside every single month for savings and to a nonprofit or tithing to the Lord Jesus or whatever religion you are. Paying your house off early and then doing what I'm doing with you. Becoming wealthy and paying it forward, helping others. This is what the radio show is. I bring it to you for free, but don't go down the road the Jaguar did and make a bad commercial and a bad decision where they fired their CEO because he was confused. Don't do what Budweiser did with your family and make a bad decision on advertising and one that affects all of your investors. See, this stuff was pushed on us through organized boardrooms as forced by state and city pension funds, and it didn't work. DEI didn't work. It didn't add value to America. So let's just wipe the slate, move forward, be kind to someone that's close to you, and make a difference by balancing your life. That balances your neighborhood, which balances our city, and then we can influence and balance our state and make Denver's genes good again. So you've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-330-1457 with your comments. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Not our mortgage, not our home, not our business, not our job. Just the legacy that we've left and the memories we have with our family. Call me, 719-330-1457 for your next purchase or refinance loan. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.